on Hungry for Sport, the latest in the world of tennis with Brett Phillips.
And Brett Phillips, of course, is our tennis guru here at SEN, and that's all thanks to AFT Hire for all your temporary fencing and portable toilet hire. Give Graham or Sash a big call. They are, of course, great supporters of 1116 SEN on 1300 946 660, 1300 946 660, or log on to afthire.com.au. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, KV.
Now, I was watching a bit last night. Richard Gasquet, too good for our Nick Kyrgios?
Yeah, look, he's played a lot more on the clay, Gasquet, and he's coming back from a little bit of an injury layoff. Hasn't played since Indian Wells, been out with a back injury. Classy Frenchman, single-handed backhand. Never quite reached the lofty heights we thought he might. Hasn't had a great record against the top 10 players. Great junior. Probably not been tough enough across his career in really big matches, but if you just love watching tennis, this guy in full flight is one of the best and played a really good patient game. You know, Kyrgios probably pulled the trigger a bit too quick on certain points. I mean, he hasn't played a lot on the clay. There's no doubt he has the capability of playing on all surfaces, but Gasquet was pretty steady overnight. But a good result for Nick, the first Aussie to make a clay court final in Europe since Richard Fromberg all the way back in 1997.
What about his behaviour on court?
Well, look, you know, the jury's still out. It's still a work in progress. I mean, if you go back to his first round match, he took on Albert Ramos, the veteran Spaniard, who absolutely demanded Fergus Murphy, the chair umpire, the man from Northern Ireland, to default Nick. He didn't like his behaviour. He smacked the ball out of court. He was muttering away and all sorts of things were going on. Look, no doubt the crowd really took to him in Portugal. They love him. He's the modern-day, young, brash player, but there's no doubt people can take him the other way. And I don't know how all that's going to pan out, KB, because he can play the game, Nick, but you know, if you compare him to Thanasi Kokkinakis, he's just got that real steely on-court demeanour and plays the game. And you know, we're going to compare those two as they go along in their journey.
Roger Federer had a win as well.
85th title for Roger. First ever tournament in Istanbul, the inaugural Istanbul Open, 6-3, 7-6 over Pablo Cuevas. 29-year-old journeyman from Uruguay, clearly the top seed, hot favourite to win that, KB, and he lifts another trophy, Roger.
And also a bit of rain over there in Munich.
Yeah, look, it's played havoc the last few days, which means the final will be played later tonight, our time, on a Monday, over there in Munich. And, of course, all the players have got to quickly get across to Madrid for the Madrid Masters starting this week. But Andy Murray will take on Philip Kohlschreiber. Murray, the top seed, should be able to get through and win that. Unfortunately, Ben Tommy got knocked out first round by Janko Tipsarevic.
Any other Aussies having any success on the weekend anywhere in the world?
Good win for Sam Groth. I mean, he's made headlines in the last 12 months. Sam into the top 100. He had that great run at the Australian Open. And he's been a bit out of form since the AO. Seven tournaments, only once he's gone past the second round. But he won a challenger in Taipei over the weekend. So that'll be a good confidence boost for him. And James Duckworth, unfortunately, missed out as the top seed in China. He was clearly the top seed there, but lost at the quarterfinal stage. The girls are in action. Of course, Madrid has started yesterday. Really good performance for Sam Stosur before Olivia KB. She's changed the coach, had a good win against Angelique Kerber, top 10 player, and hopefully that can ignite Sam before the French Open.
Well, she's played well there before, as we know, so we wish her well. Always great to catch up, Brett.
Thanks, Kev.
Always brought to you by AFT Hire. Don't forget, for all your temporary fencing and portable toilet hire, give Graham or Sash a big call. 1300 946 660, 1300 946 660, or log on to afthire.com.au.